You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And we see after the Shemaya, and we turn to Hilchos Mila and Yordeya Simid Reish Samachay and Sifyan Aleph. How writes the Machaber Noagin Lasus Kisi Lielios Shinikra Malachabris. And the minigolem is that we set aside a kisei for Eliyahu Navi, who is called the Malach HaBris, Ukshemenicho Yomer Bepivshu, who kisei Eliyahu. And when the Moel, the Avi Ben, whoever is the one actually placing the Ben onto the kisei Eliyahu, the minig is, and it's based on Rishonim, that you're supposed to say out loud, Shehu kisei Eliyahu. This is the kisei Eliyahu. Not only are you supposed to say it out loud, but writes Rav Werdiger, the Baal Tzlusa de Avraham, in the Sefer Eidos the Yisrael, he cites a Zohar Kodesh and he cites a Levush. And the Zohar says that you have to announce Hadol Karsayid Elio. This is the Kisei of Elio Navi V'Lav, and if you don't announce it, Lo Shori Taman, he's not going to come. You have to announce, it's a keyboard, you have to say Elio Navi, I want you to come. And he cites the Levush, Yomer Repiv Shu Kisei She Elio Shebezehu Mazmino She Yavo. And this is the invitation, you have to say, this is the Kisei Elio Navi. I says, if I'm not invited, why should I come? I don't crash parties, I don't crash a Bris Milah. So you have to be Mazmin him, you have to invite him. And he cites him, Akubo the Tolos Yaakov, Tzorch Lomer Refeirush, Vimein Omerim Kain Eino Bon Lasham. He's not going to come. The Yavetz also in a Sinner Meis Yaakov, he's only going to come if you announce him to come. And the main law, we have a kisei filio navi, and the minig is k'shem yisim matinik al kisei shechino liyo navi. The mole announces to the world that kisei shaliyo navi zachulato. This is his kisei. Writes the Rama. And we know that we should try and run after the opportunities to perform sandikos, which is litfus hatina l'kamoel. He cites a goz maimini. You want to try your best to beat the sandik. You're the one holding on to the tinak b'shas the bris milah. Aviyofe koach hasandik mikoach hamoel hadimo l'kriyas atayro. Continues the maral the Rama, that it's better to be a sandik than a moel. It's a greater koach. Dahainu, if there's one aliyah, the schus kadima goes to the sandik over the mole, and you give him the aliyah. Why? What's the mile of being the sandik? To call sandik, and this is quoting Rishonim, it's the Maharil based on Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Maaliyah Taisis. Call sandik havi kemakter ketores. It's as if he is makter the ketores lefnai v'lefnim. And therefore, what we know the minig is that a father who has multiple sons, and once he was machabe, a certain individual, whether his father or his shver, or a shiva to be the sadik, you're not supposed to be mechabe the same person to be sonic twice. Why? Where does that come from? It comes from this maril, the Rabbeinu Peretz. Since the mitzvah of sonikos is kemakter ketores, so we know based on the sugya of the beginning of Yuma, you didn't have the same coin go in to be makter the ketores more than once. It's a golden opportunity. It's a segula for Hashiras many sperm bring down. Share the wealth. Share it with other people. Lachey Noagin, Halacha Lamaisa, not Stam, Minhogim Ba'alma and Stam Minhogim. This made its way into the Ramah. Lachey Noagim Shalulit Ein Shnei Yelodim Lebal Bris Echad, Ken Amrina Gapi Ketaris Chadoshim LeKetaris. And we want every person to have that opportunity. And therefore, the minig is, and this is the accepted minig, that Yenam Mechamed has someone to be the sonic twice in the same family for the same, for two brothers, Vechule. That is the Ramah. Now, where does this idea come from? Makta Ketairas and Mizbeach. What's this all about? The Shari Yetshuva. Shari Yetshuva, interestingly enough, in Ilchus Tishvav. And Ilchus Tishvav and Arachayim Tovkuf Nun Aleph. And Machaber begins Mishnichnas Av and Matim Besimcha. And then the Rama adds as follows, a Milo, and that takes place from Rosh Chodesh until Tishabav. No again Shamol Abala Bris Vavi Aben Loshim Big Day Shabbos. The Rama based on the Sefer Minhagim, even though Mamatim Besimcha, but it's of course over to Simcha Bris Milo. I said the Balei HaBris. The Balei HaBris typically encompass three individuals, the Avi Aben, the father of the Rachanimo, the Moel, and the Sanik. And we just saw in the Rama, the Sanik is really a more Choshev even than the Moel himself. Since it's a Simcha, they can wear Big Day Shabbos Ababalov HaKiyasa without that Bris Milah. Anyone outside these three people, they can, but they can wear Big Day Shabbos. And what's this Maila? I understand the Avi Aben, it's a Simcha. I understand the Moel. He's the one involved in the Maisa Mitzvah. What's the Maila of the Sandik? All right, the Shari Tshuva. And might even be room to be mekel for the one who places the child on the knees of the tzaddik. What's the mile of the tzaddik? And thus, the one who is serving the tzaddik, lefisha ragli tzaddik, domin the mizbeach. That's mamish like the mizbeach, just like we just saw being maktir the ketores. And in a general sense, his feet are domin to the mizbeach. And then he says, we see the lashon of an inyan of maktir ketores. Brings a tshuva by the note of Yehuda. Talks about this idea. And Amela, he says, the tzaddik is domin to the mizbeach, and thus there's a mile even the one serving, the one who brings the one to the tzaddik, is bringing the son to the mizbeach. Even he has a mila. Now, typically, that is the Avi Ben who transfers over the ben to the tzaddik, to the mizbeach. And the Torah Chaim himself, one of the Gedolei Achronim in Maseches Sanhedrin, he writes as follows: Hayelad hanimo nechshav kikorban. The child, the son, is considered like a korban. Why is everybody standing by a bris milah? The ones that have to stand, the mole is like the kohen who is now bringing the korban. And avado, he has to stand throughout the shas avoda. You're not allowed to sit. And yeshiva ba'zorah mefrapa shas the amida. The avoda, they have to always be ba'amida. And avia ben nechshav kemevias a korban. Shetzorch lamo regabi a korban mishas hakrova. And just like the Shari Tshuva just told us in Ichus Tishma, the one bringing the baby to the tzaddik is bringing the korban to the raglei, the birkei hatzaddik is bringing him to the mizbeach. And it was that that's typically the Avi Ben. Amela, these three people, they're all osik in an inyan of avoda. Right to the Tos Chaim, they're mamish being makor of kilu korban al gabehem mizbeach. Now let's insert the Gemal the Geremes of the Rabbeinu Ephraim, one of the Bali Ataisus, and his parish on the Torah Parsha Shmini. He says, what's a mizbeach? Mizbeach is mem zayin beis ches. Arosh etavis mila zmana biyom ches. Already marumas in the word mizbeach. Mila zmana biyom ches. That is a mizbeach. That's what it's all about. That's all an Indian of korban. It's an Indian of the Avi Ben bringing his son b'turei korban onto the feet, the knees of a sonic acting as the mizbeach, and the mole is the kohen who's doing the service. He's the kohen who's doing the avoda. That's the Torah Chaim. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim. Do we stand? And we're all observing the avoda, the kohen, especially like the keteris, the avoda, the kohen gadol. Amakter the keteris and avoda was standing. And b'shas the avoda. Meilo, we have this inyan of the mizbeach constantly coming up. So what's this hadgoshim yuchenes on the mizbeach and bris mila? And wherein really lies the connection and the more of the amkus amachshava? So we started this evening that you have to make the announcement and call Eliyahu Navi. And Eliyahu Navi comes to every bismillah. In fact, the Sefer Siach Tzadikim cites the Shin of a Rebbe. It's a Divri Yecheskel, Yecheskel Shoga, Haberstam, and the Sefer Maimer Yecheskel. And he says as follows, HaRabba Kodesh Mishinava, and writes, Yesh lona bekabola meyavosai v'rabosai, ke eitzel brismila, ke she'omrim zakise she'eliyahu navi, v'yelad bochaz. And sometimes the children are crying, and all you did was announce the zakise eliyahu navi, and you didn't start even getting him ready. Why is he crying? And why would he cry? So again, we know that the baby's crying because the baby's getting cold, the baby's crying because of the cold. And once you start undoing some of the clothing, some babies are crying already before the where's that coming from? I have a Kabbalah for my Rebbeim and my fathers. He's on his way. He didn't get there yet. You know when the baby's crying? I'm waiting for Eliyahu Navi. I have a Kabbalah for my... This is a Chassidish joint, the Cheshin of a Rav. And he says, if you find the baby cries, and next time you're standing at a bris milah, and the mole didn't even start getting him ready, what's he doing crying? And he says, where's Eliyahu Navi? What's taking him so long? We know he's got a lot of brisim to go to. Hamadi's going to make his way to all of them. But the baby is crying because Eliyahu Navi did not yet get there. So Eliyahu Navi has to come, but he wants to be invited. What's this kesher of Eliyahu Navi, the Malach HaBris, to Bris Mila? So we go and the Vilna Gaon cites it in his Bira Gro on that halacha we just read in Yordei Hilchos Mila. Let's see the Birkin Ulozer, Perachov Tesetz Yaduo. And let's see how Chazal expressed this inyan. Towards the end of the 29th Perachim, Birkin Ulozer. We go through the history of Klal Yisrael and Bris Mila. At the end of Perachov Tes, V'kacha Yisrael Nogim Limol, and they always had the minhag to give a Bris Mila, Shenechaku L'Shtei Mamlokos, when there was the split into the Ben Ephraim, the Malchus based over, there was a rebellion. They split a Malchus Ephraim. You had Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Ephraim. A Malchus Ephraim through Yerovam ben Avot, Monu Mehem Es Amilo. They stopped performing Bris Milo. V'Amud Eliyo Zochor L'Tov V'Kinei Kine Gedola. Eliyo Novi got up, and he, the zealous Eliyo Novi, V'Nishpah L'Shamayim Shlo L'Horid Tal Umotar Al Haaretz. I don't want it to rain. He says, I'm making a machal. If you have groups in Klai Yisrael, the whole section, the whole Malchus Ephraim, they're withholding Bris Mila from their children. Mamela, he stood up, he's a Kanai, and he mamish made the Shemayim swear, Shalol Horetz Alamot, Al Horetz, I don't want it to rain. That's the Koch of Eliyahu Navi. Shomi Yizevel, it's Yizevel Amalka, she heard what he did. Ubik Shalarugus, I gotta kill him. He's gonna hold back rain, we're not gonna have any pranasa. Amen Eliyahu Vayim Espala Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he started to daven. Amen Eliyahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toba Tamei Vosecha. Are you greater than your forefathers? Asa Bikish is Yaakov Lahargashin Yikrim Abelakas Yaakov Achiy Baruch. I mean, what are you standing around dominating? Run! Aaron, isn't that what your forefathers did? Asa wanted to kill Yaakov. What did Yaakov do? Yaakov Baruch Melafan of Adimlot. He ran away and he was saved. Shinimar Vayivrach Yaakov Sidearum. Paro Bikish Larugasamoshi wanted to come on Sherbenu. What did he do? Baruch Melafan of Adimlot. Amosh had to run away. You gotta run away sometime. Shinimar Vayivrach Moshe Bnei Paro. Shaul, Bikesh Larug is David Baruch, Melafan of an Imlot. David runs away from Shaul. Shinamar, but David Baruch by Yimali, to Lilam Lemedcha, to teach you Shikomi Shibarech and Imlot. Anyone who runs away, you're going to be saved. If you're the victim, you're being chased after, Hashem says, I'm going to save you. So what did he do? On Eliyahu Baruch Mayat Yisrael, he ran away from Imlot and he was saved, etc. Then what happens? Hashem reveals himself to Eliyahu Navi. Nigel Allah, Kodesh Baruch Vyemelot. Malacha Po Eliyahu. How did this all come about? What's going on over here? I'm a Lokono Kanisi. I'm a Kanai. And I stood up. I stood up for your cover. Klai Yisrael, look at them. It's terrible. They're not giving the B'nai Ephraim. They're not giving their children Bris Mila. I'm a Lokono Shbrochu Liola Matamakani. You're such a Kanai. You're always being a Kanai. Kinesa Bashita Magili Arias, Shinamar Pinchas Ben Allah Zimachulay, Vekanata Makane, you were Makane back and the end of Parshas Balak, and now you're being Makane over here also. Chayecha, such a Kanai, Shain Yisrael, I'm swearing Loshen Shvua, Shain Yisrael, Osin Brismila, Acha'at Roa Beinecha. I'm not going to have anyone perform a Brismila until you're there. Not stam that you're there, you can open up your eyes and you're going to see with your own eyes that Klai Yisrael's Gemaldik, you're always being Makane and you're being Makane. Contrary, on Klai Yisrael. Now, again, this needs a beer. And what he did back in Parshas Balak, we see that he got awarded. But Kanoas Kenosi, he didn't need to sing this Mishi Shalom. He did a Gemaldik Azach. He saved Klai Yisrael. Elawat, you see that there might have been a Shemetz. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu could say this. I might have been a Shtikel Shemetz, and that still needed a Tikkun. Avadi did L'Shem Shemayim. Atzan Hedjan Pebeis, I'm an Aleph. I'm a Rav. Vayar Pirchos Ma'ra. Rav Maisev Inisko Locha Shinemar. Abolo Ramas Kanan. Pogimbo, I knew that was the halach. He goes over to Moshe Rabbeinu. And what should I do? Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kayana digati yuliyavi pervanki." It was your idea. You're the one who wrote the letter. The one who reads the letter. He should be the one to deliver it. It's your idea. You'll be the one to carry it. He got a scumma from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avin Avim, and the God Ador, and they wish to reward him. He didn't say his brisi shalom. But Hashem, that was Megala. There was one little Shemetz of Kanos that might not have been 100% L'Shem Shammai. Hamamela, the Netziv even writes, why did he need? He needed to say this Brisi Shalom. Because even though you do such a Maisa, when you do a Maisa Hariga, that could cause Achzorius to seep it. It could cause a Shtikal Achzorius, a little bit of cruelty in Kasi. You killed, so it goes over. You killed Zimri. You killed Cosby. You killed the Jew. You killed the Nasi. When you kill someone, even L'Shem Shammayim, it's going to cause Achzorius to seep it. We had the famous mice of the Rishon Rebbe, and Rishon, there was a Shoichet, and every time guests came into town, the Rebbe would always send all the guests to the house of the Shoichet. He was a poor guy, he didn't have a big home, and finally the Shoichet, after years, he complained that, he says, Rebbe, I don't understand. He says, you have all these Gevirim with huge mansions, and you're sending all the guests to me, it's a big tircha on me and my family, why are you sending them all my way? He says, you're involved in Shechita, when you're shechting cows all day long, and you're seeing blood, v'chulei, and you're shechting the sheep and the chickens, it's Molin Achzorius. Sofko Sof, when you start doing a lot, you're doing a mitzvah. But it allows and enables a little bit of cruelty and callousness to keep in, to creep in. So what do I want you to do? To thwart the incoming Rikshei Achzarius, I want you to go out of your way and you have to show Rachmanis Lefnei Meshur Sedin, all the guests that come to town, you're going to be the one to do Achnasas Orchem, you're going to take care of them, your wife's going to cook them chocolate cake, and you're going to bring them the coffee and the cake, and you're going to take care of them, and you're going to, and that's going to thwart the onslaught of the incoming Achzarius. Melam, that'll be Ma'akib Achzarius, it'll leave it outside. And so Pinchas writes in a tziv, he did a Maisa Riga, so he needs to get some Shalom, he needs to get some Shalom to offset that Midas Achzarius that came in. It always intrigued me about the Netziv. How can you say Pinchas, what's of Shah, Pinchas Kilo, there was Achzorius that came in, you need to offset it with Hini Nosilos Brisi Shalom. Alachairo, we have a kashan that it said the Meshach Chachma. Meshach Chachma says at the end of this week's parasha, by Akedas Yitzchak, a Yisod is thinking Meshach Chachma. After Avram passes the test of the Akedah, what happens at the very end of the parasha? Hashem says, and now that you pass this test, you should know how your children are going to go into our children, they're going to conquer the land. You did Akedas Yitzchak, and now your children will be able to go in, kill the Zion Avim, and conquer the land. What Shaychus Zeh L'Zeh? Explains our Meir Simcha. How in the world can we go into Eretz Yisrael and kill the Zion Amim? How do we go in? And even though we're given a tziva from Hashem Yisparach, I want you to go in and conquer the seven nations inhabiting the land. Who can do such a thing? All right, so Meir Simcha, Avram Avinu taught us that if you do a mitzvah l'shem Shamayim, how can you do a Kedis Yitzchak? Avram is the ultimate Baal Chesed. How can he go ahead and do a Kedis Yitzchak? And even though in the end of the day, you're right, he didn't kill him, but Lamaisi went through the act of expressing the willingness and the readiness to kill his own son. How could that not be molded of Zarius? Imagine he will become a cruel and callous person. Teretz is, if you do a mitzvah l'shem Shemayim, Hashem gives you the built-in protection. You don't have to worry. Same way the Aruch Chaim HaKodesh writes, and Parshas Rei by Yerani Dachas, the wayward city, Hashem gives Chai Yisrael the schar. If you kill the wayward city, where 51% the majority will be in Avodah Zorah, v'nosim lecha rachamim v'richamcha v'herbecha. What type of promise is that? You get schar of rachamim, because when you kill out a city of Jews who are all be in Avodah Zorah, and why? What's going to hold you back? Why should I do it? It's going to make me an achzori. I got to kill my fellow Jews. Hashem says, don't worry, you do l'shem Shemayim, I'm going to give you rachamim. Ah, you were reminded, you diminished the quantity of Chai Yisrael. I'll make up for it, plus you don't have to worry. Why did Pinchas need to get that? Avram Avinu, he did the mitzvah 100% l'shem Shemayim. Hashem Yisbach tells him, now that you did this, you implanted it in Klai, so the ability that if you do a mitzvah 100% l'shem Shemayim, you don't have to worry about the Achzarius. It always bothered me. Then it's if Avram Avinu got a promise, so why does he need Bris Yisholm to offset Achzarius? What do you see? You see from that Siv, there might have been a little Shemetz Kefi Dargoso. Hashem's Medakdik, but Tzedikim Kuchut Asairo. And you see it here in such a manner. In Pirkei Avot, chapter 29, Hashem says, "There's a tiny yokana." What do you mean? It was a kanos Hashem Shemayim, and there might have been one little shemetz of kanos. If it wasn't 100% Hashem Shemayim, it could open up the doorway that a shtikel achzorius, maybe a little inkling of achzorius of cruelty, callousness could seep in. I'll be then at seven mela. He needed to get, he needed to see brisi shalom to offset that achzorius. There might have been a shtikel kanos. Hashem Yisbruch is telling him, "I know you're a tzaddik. I know you did Hashem Shemayim, but liola matam akane." Mamela, Chayecha, if there's going to be a Mesmila, you're going to see it. Mikan Eskinu Chachamim, and that's where it comes from. Why do we have a Kisa Yelianavi? Because once Hashem told us he's got to be present in every Mesmila, you have to be Mechabi, the Gol Hador. Eliyanovi's the Galador, Teku, the Yan Malachi, already Rishonim, not only the Tosfos Yantam, we already have Ksavim of the Rambam, the Shlach Kodesh writes, Teku is Rosh HaTevis, an acronym, Tishbi Yataritz Kushu Sabayis. Who's going to answer all the kashas? And before Mashiach comes, Eliyanovi, that's why parenthetically, Ramalim Steinman, there was a great Maisa, Ramalim Steinman, it's in the biography by Rav Naftali Weinberger, that somebody came in Meshugana, once came in, Rechov Chazanish, he came to Ramalim Steinman, and he announces to all those people present, he says, I'm Eliyonavi. I'm the Mavasar Gula, one of these Meshuganas. So, of course, some of the people there say, oh, get out of here, crazy person, Meshugana. Kick him out. Rabbi Eliyahu said, no, don't kick him out. He's a member of Klai, so bring him over here. I says, Rabbi, I'm Eliyonavi. He says, Gemaldik, I'm waiting all these years. Eliyonavi, he says, Tishbi Yatari, it's Kushis Yabayas. I have so many Tekus and Shas, so many Kasas that are not answered up in Shas. Let's go through every Teku now in Shas, and you'll tell me the answer. He says, what? Oh, you don't know the answer? Oh, I'm so sick. sorry. I was so excited. Thought you were Leo Novi. But you need to tell me the answer. You didn't know the answer. You're going to have to come back. I guess when you have all the answers, then you come back. Because that's a Simon Leo Novi. I say, he walked out. But Baruch Hashem, he treated him open mechubad. Instead of kicking him out, what a chacham on a pichos. I give all that you hear the answer, my shyless, the Gemara. And he couldn't answer them. I was how we treated him. Of course, the Chidah asked him, Midbar Kedemus, if Eli Yonavi never died and he's around every Beis Medrash and he's learning with Gedol, he's learning with the Groh, he's learning with the Chavetz Chaim, so why not tell him the answer? So different answers. It's not the full-fledged Eli Yonavi, or he's not allowed to be Megalo, Lo B'Shamayimi. And different answers why he can't go ahead and answer everything. About Lamaisa Eli Yonavi, He's here with us by Bris Milah, by the Lela Seder. If he's coming, we want to be Mechabit him. So we make a Moshe of Kovat to the Malach HaBris. How do we know that in Malachi? What does it say? O Malach HaBris, Ashartem Chafetzim Hine. He is called the Malach HaBris. Eli Yonavi is the Malach HaBris. Asama Melo. He has to have a seat if you invite him. The Gold Ador needs a seat. What does it mean to invite him and you don't give him a seat? And the other, it's like Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes. You want to invite, here we are, the Shabbos Project. You want to invite people who are not from here. You say, oh, I want you to stay for Shabbos. You don't have a room for them. I did not gonna sleep in a sleeping bag on the floor of your living room. Zotu Shlomo Zalman and Shuvas Mincha Shlomo. If you're gonna invite someone who's not from, you have to have a nice mechubadik bed. You have to have an actual bedroom. You have to have a place that they know they can stay. That kafi dargasam, where they're holding, and socially that's matim, that's appropriate for where they're holding. If you know that they want their own bedroom, what are you gonna sneak? Oh, I got seven kids is squeezing this bedroom. You take the top bunk bed. Oh, you tell an 80-year-old man you take the top bunk bed, and then you gotta have a space that's matim to them. Eli Yonavi, you have to have a kisei of kovod for the Malach HaBris. You're inviting him. A baby is going to cry until he gets there. Once he's there, he's got his kisei, and that is the Malach HaBris. Yochesh v'yovo b'chayenu Mashiach l'nachameinu v'chanesh l'vavenu v'heish l'vavo sabonim. And that's how he ends. Eli Yonavi is the Malach HaBris. He is the Malach. He's overseeing the bris. He is the Kanoi who now comes to defend Klal Yisrael. Look how their Moser Nefesh always to do bris milah.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
If you see from the terminology in Pirkei Avos, it's not pshat that Eliyahu Navi comes, he witnesses, he sees what's going on. Eliyahu has a kisei, a front VIP seat. And he's got the kisei right next to the tzaddik. And the lashon of Pirkei Avos was Roa Beinecha. He's got to see with his own eyes. What's this in? He's got to see with his own eyes. He's got to be right there. The kisei is supposed to be mamash right there. We don't just go ahead and say, he's got to watch it, he's got to see it, he's got to observe it. And what is this in you? Let's go back to something that I've spoken about a number of times in the past. Who was the first one who himself was a korban? What is bris milah? A bris milah is an echo we saw from the Torah Chaim. We saw from the Levush and others. A bris milah is the Avi Ben is taking his son Kilu as a korban and bringing him over to the Mizbeach when the Moel is going to be the one cutting into him on the Mizbeach. And what is that echo? That is a clear echo of what? Akedas Yitzchak. And that was very matim. Who was the first one who was Nima L'Shmona? He got the bris milah. Well, when it was Shmonas Yamin, all right. In the end of the day, the first one to get a bris milah is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu is the first one to be a forut sover gemish bech. He's mamash a korban. Passively, he's being acted upon, even though he was 37 years old, according to most shittas at the time. And here he is, mamash a korban. What is every bris milah? It's mamash duplicating the inyan of Yitzchak Avinu. Now, what does that show? Yitzchak Avinu, of course, is the first ben to the first av. The first av is Avram Avinu. Soloveitchik even writes in Family Redeemed. And notice how nobody had the name Av incorporated into his name until Avram Avinu. Avram, Av of Aram. Avraham, Av Amon Goyim, Kil Av Amon Goyim Nesetich. And nobody had Av. Nobody was a father. Why? Because father in Yiddish guy is not Stam, the biological father. Who gave the, who guided, who raised it? Who is the father spiritually of Klal Yisrael? Avram Avinu. He's the first Av. That's the first Av in the pages of Tyra. The aim, who is the first mother? Well, Chava's aim Kochai. Chava's aim Kochai. She is the biological mother, but Sarah will be the queen alongside the king Avram Avinu, and they're the king and queen. Avram Avinu was the first one to give himself a bris milah. The first obligation that a father has to his son is what? Kedushin chavtesim and aleph. Chayev va'av li molo v'leftoso, etc. The first chiyav is bris milah. The job of a father is lachnisa bris hashav Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu starts Yiddishkeit, you have to be machnas the son into bris hashav Avram Avinu. What? How do you do that? You mamish do a process that's emulating the process of Avram Avinu and making Yitzchak kilo a carbon, and it wasn't stam. This isn't stam a metaphorical korban. The Mishnah Chokhmah says, you know what? Yitzchak wasn't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because you can't take a korban outside of Eretz Yisrael. He's not allowed to leave. He's a korban. He can't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's an Ola Tamimah. So we said, how does he visit our sukkah's time? It must be that our sukkah is Mayin Eretz Yisrael. Our sukkah is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's how he visits our sukkah's time. He only goes to Eretz Yisrael. He's Mamash a korban. And Yitzchak Avinu was a korban. Now what happens? Yitzchak Avinu is the first ben to the first av, and thus he's the first recipient of the first mitzvah that an av has klapi the ben. Who is the Gilgal of Yitzchak Avinu?
Pinchas.
Said many times, the Arizal Shar Gagulim and the Ramami Pano Gagulim Neshamas. Yitzchak was Nesgalgel as Pinchas. What was the one thing missing in Yitzchak? Kefi Dargosu on a Dak Shibadak level. We can't be Mashar what the Dargos Avos HaKadoshim is all about. But what was the only pegam keilu from our perspective in Yitzchak Avinu? What was the only thing he was missing? Vatechena einov miliros. His eyesight diminished. Why? Writes them on the Amar Megillah. Because he was mastaka b'pnei Esav HaRasha. He looked at Esav HaRasha. So now it's interesting. Here he is on the Akedah. Yes, we know another sheet that holds because the Malachim were crying and the tears came into his eyes. But if Hashem allowed the tears to come into his eyes and adversely affect his eyesight, it must be that what? It must be that there was a hechitimtza for a pagam of a mashu and a daksha b'dakas level that he was pogame in his chushariya. What was that? He was mestaka b'pnei Esav HaRasha. Also mestaka b'pnei Rasha. So he looked and amela v'techen einam aliros. Who is the tikkun now for Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak is Nesgagel as Pinchas. Writes the Ramami Pano, Pinchas is Gematria 208. Yitzchak is Gematria 208. How are we introduced to Pinchas? Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. What's the first verb that we encounter when Pinchas steps up to the world stage? Vayar. He opens up his eyes. The Fianiastite, it's Geshmak. What do I need to open up? Everybody was standing there. Everybody saw. No, he opened up his eyes to see. Vayar Pinchas. Why do we need to know he opened up his eyes? Because he's the Gilgal of Yitzchak. Yitzchak opened up his eyes in a negative fashion to see Esau. Pinchas is the tikkun. He sees what's going on when nobody else wants to take action. And what happens? Pinchas becomes Eliyahu Navi. Pirkei Elazar in chapter 46, Targum Yonasim and Aziel. And what happens? He becomes Eliyahu Navi. Agufa in this Maisa. Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi according to the Maniyam and the Yalkut. Rashi Bov Matzik of Yadal and Amabes. The Targum Yonasim and Aziel both in. And Parshas Bolak and Parshas Va'irim Rebbeinu Machai. Many reshine him. Pinchas is Eliyahu Navi. When did he become Eliyahu Navi? In this Maisa. What's the Shaychus? And what do we know about Eliyahu Navi? He's a Malach HaBris that's around throughout all history, but nobody could see him. Unless you're Zaycha, the Gila Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi is invisible. What's invisibility? Invisibility is no one's Chush Ariyah could be Sholeh, could be Toface on that person. That means what? Eliyahu Navi, who was Pinchas, was so masaking the Chush Ariyah, Ar Kerekach, the Mida Kenegamida. No one's Ariyah can be Toface on Eliyahu Navi. No one else can see him. Rochav Azono, Parabes to say for Yeshua, when Kalev and Pinchas are the two spies sent to scout out Yericho. What does the Pasuk say? When Rochav hid the two spies, Vatitzpano, Rashi and the Radak both quote the Menorah Tanchum and Parshas Pinchas. It should have been Vatitzpanaim, Lashon Rabbim. What's Vatitzpano? You don't have to hide Pinchas because he was invisible. He was Eliyahu Navi. Vatitzpano, she only had to hide one person. Invisibility means that no one's Chushariya can be shoaling on you. And that is Eliyahu Navi, but it gets better than that. Yitzchak was the first korban. And which tefillah did Yitzchak give us?
Mincha.
Avram gave a shacharis, can I get the shachar in the morning? Yaakov Arvis, can I get the erev? Yitzchak should have been a tefillah that has to do with Sarayim, the afternoon. No. He is a mincha. Why? Because he didn't just daven. He gave over himself in the process. He was a mincha. What is a mincha? He was a korban. He was an offering. Lefnei Hashem Yisparach, aforot tzavar gami mizbeach. He mamish was the korban. He allowed himself to be taken as a korban in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the tikkun? The Tikkun is Pinchas. Now, who bought a korban where it wasn't a korban that they should have bought, and they got punished accordingly? Who was that? Nadav and Avihu, writes the Baal HaFlah, Reb Pinchas Levi Horowitz, in the HaFlah in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas. He cites the Arizal. Pinchas was a Gilgal of Yitzchak. Yitzchak 208, Pinchas 208. And writes the Zohar Kodesh, the Neshamos of Nadav and Avihu went into Pinchas. Tahainu, he was not only Eliyahu Navi, he also had to be entrusted with the nitzotz of sparks of Nadav and Avihu to be masakin them. Why? And Nadav and Avihu did what? Bought a korban when they shouldn't have bought it. Here, Pinchas Kilu is doing an act of killing only because Hashem told him he has to go to do it. That's the ticket. He's masakin Nadav and Avihu. He only does things when he's mitzuba. Even when he's allowed to do it without asking Moshe Rabbeinu, he still asks Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the thing. I don't know you. And what does the Menor say? And the Yalkut, that they were more halacha b'fei Rambo. Pinchas is mamash the tikkun in that. Even when he didn't have to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, he asks Moshe Rabbeinu. And now it's Gemalik. He becomes Eliyahu Navi, and he's masaking the neshamas and Nodav Viyu. Writes that flaw. Pinchas 208 equals exactly Nodav Viyu the Eliyahu Navi. 208 Pinchas equals Nodav Viyu the Eliyahu Navi. He's masaking them all, and he becomes Eliyahu Navi. Mamash Gemalik. Eliyahu is Gematria 52, Gematria Ben. Who is Eliyahu Navi? He's the first Ben, just like Yitzchak was the first Ben to the first Av. Eliyahu is Gematria 52, Gematria Ben. Gets even better. Yitzchak Avinu. And what's the Parsha of Toldos? Eila Todos Yitzchak, Avram Harulos Yitzchak. This is Toldos. Todos is the first Av with the first Ben. What's the Iker job of Eliyahu Navi Malachi, Gimel Chav Gimel? The Heishiv, Leif Obas Abonim, Leif Banim Alevaisim. He is the Gugel of Yitzchak Avinu. And Yitzchak Avinu is the one to give his Mincha, a carbon, an offering. Amela, he gives us mincha. Which tefillah did Eliyahu Navi use to bring fire down on the Mizbeach on Har Carmel to burn up the karbanos? Mincha. Brochas tafavar meis Eliyahu Navi lo nene ele betfilas a mincha. Why? Because he is Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak gave us mincha. Yitzchak becomes pinchas, pinchas Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi lo nene betfilas a mincha. Yitzchak is the first one who was Nima Lashmana, who comes to every bris on the eighth day. Eliyahu Navi is Gilgal, the Malach bris. He's the first bent to the first time. The job of Eliyahu Navi is and now the clincher, Makim Apatish, the Ramami Pano, Asura Morris, Amaimer Enko Chai was the first Rebbe to Eliyahu Navi on the pages of Chumash. What does the Pasuk say, Mark? It is Yitzchak, the end of this week's parsha. And Yitzchak is the korban. But what happens at the last minute? Take Yitzchak off. Who's going to substitute Yitzchak? Who's going to be taking over when Yitzchak leaves the stage? Avayikach es ha'ayil. Ha'ayil writes the Ramami Pano. Hey, Aleph, you lamed. How is Eliyahu Navi spelled when we talk about him as being Meshul Levos upon him? Hine anochish lechachem es Eliyahu Navi l'fribo yom Hashem. Who's the one who takes over for Yitzchak? Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is the Malach HaBris. Of course he's the Malach HaBris. Pinchas is the one who kills Cosmi and Zimri. And what were they doing? Why does he become Eliyahu Navi? Because they were pogim in the Bris Milah. And yet Zimri and Cosmi. And that's why the Romach, the Pergilosa, says he mamash took the spear and went through the Mokum of the Dachris and the Nachvis. And mamash, they were pogim. They were misusing and abusing through Gilei Arayis. They were being pogim in the Shmiras HaBris. Pinchas is masaking the covered Kedushas HaBris. Becomes Eliyahu Navi, the Malach HaBris, which is the first mitzvah Av does on a bed, just as the first mitzvah that Avram did to Yitzchak was HaBris Mila, and it's Mamash all over again. That's why, of course, Eliyahu Navi is going to be the Malach HaBris. Mela, who's going to be the one to bring us back to the future? Who's the one to save Klai Yisrael the Dorei Doros? Yitzchak Avinu, Shamas Peitzah, 7 Beis. The Gemara says as follows. I have a new fart from the Sefer Likutei Yeshua tonight. The Gemara says, I got into hold of the Sefer today, and it's got precious, priceless gems. The Gemara says in Shamas 89b, Abanecha Chotuli, Hashem Yisbar turns to Avraham Avinu, your sons of sin, what should I do? Yimachu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wipe them out. Hashem says, you know what, I'm not ready to wipe out the Jews just yet. And maybe I'll go to Yaakov, Tzar, get a bottom, and I'll have a shtik rachmanis. Goes to Yaakov, meet us a rachamim. Yaakov, Benecha Chotuli, Yimachu HaKadosh Shemecha. And you said, if the Jews sin, they got to get punished to wipe them out. Shem says, I'm not lo b'saba, eitz lo b'dan. You know what? The grandfather, the grandson, I'm not ready to show it. So there's one last hope. Let me go to Yitzchak. B'necha chotol, Yitzchak said, b'nei v'lo b'necha. Halo b'shash, shek dimen asal inishma. You said, b'nei b'chor Yisrael. Hashem, whatever punishment you're going to give them, my children and the your children. And then he goes to a gemal to get cheshbon. A person lives 70 years, knock out 20, and not try to be somebody shemayim. And you have the bathroom, you have eating, you have sleeping. How many sins did the Jews even really do? Let's go ahead. You want to take it all, Hashem Gevaldik, emtisas chatos amuta, v'ma pogilai pogilaka, v'my sons, the your sons, chatzalai v'chatzalaka, let's go in and divide it, and let's split it equally. Who saves Klai Yisrael? Yitzchak saves Klai Yisrael, and this is very geschmack, because the tikkun is all right, it's a tikkun chavav. What's the name Yitzchak? Yitzchak can be broken down into what? Keitz Chai. He's living in this Zmana Keitz. He's not just living in this Zmana Keitz, Yitzchak Keitz Chai, he takes us to this Zmana Keitz. Yitzchak is the one who saves Klai Yisrael, the Dorei Doros. So now we have a kasha. Ksam Sefer, Ben Yehoyada, Rav Tzadok, all the Gedolim, Machshava, the Maral, they're all bothered. Who saves Klal Yisrael? Should it be Avraham Avinu, Midas HaChesed? He's the one who's davening for Sodom. He's davening for Sodom, he can't daven for us. He's the one, it's not Avraham Avinu. Yaakov, Midas HaRachamim. He is our father, Yaakov, that's Yisrael. And he can't say, who saves us? Yitzchak. That's a big pillar. Gevaldik answer by the Kuti Yoshua. Azokta of Yeshua Scheinfeld. From Lublin. He says also, this Galachora Tamua, Avram and Yaakov, they can't save the only Yitzchak, is Midas Adin. He's Midas HaGevura. And he's the one to go and turn it upside down. And he's Gevura, he's Yira, and he's the male that's Yoshua, and he says Klal Yisrael. And he says, Gamaldigan, he says, the answer, B'Shem Ramayri, Pirim Shlan. And he says, Amar Atzadik Atam. You know what Zchus Yitzchak had? Yitzchak's Zchus is Hashem Yisbarach. I had a son named Esav. And even though he was a Russian, he misbehaved and he did a lot of chaton, I still loved my son Yitzchak. I still loved him. Hashem, if I'm a Basar Vedam, and I can love an Esav Rosh, even with all of his sins, are you the Melech Machi Malachim? Are you can't love it? Hashem says, that's a good taina. That's a good taina. Kavachomer, you're the Kelrach Machana, Tzorchlim Cholabanecha Shechotu. I was always Meichav, Ayev Yitzchak, is Esav Kitzai Befiv. I loved Esav. Why would I love Esav? I want to listen to this Remez Gemaldik. And we just said that there's a taina in Yitzchak for loving Esav. There's a taina for looking at Esav. He didn't need to look at Esav. But why did he love him? Kitzai Befiv. What side Befiv? Kadesh Shalach Asmatiyah Befiv. Taina Lakodesh Baruch Hu. He knew he had to love Esav because he knew one day it's going to come and that Klal Yisrael is going to sin and Hashem's going to want to destroy them. I don't love Esav because I love him now. I love Esav because he gives me good steak, because he gives me prime rib. I could go to reserve cut prime mishra for that. I don't need Esav. I want some shot. You know why I love him? Kitzai Befiv. And because that's going to be the taina. I'm going to be able to trap through the mouth I can go ahead, and through the fact that I'm going to come with the Tain Hashem, even though he's a sinner, and I still loved him because he's my son. Then if they're your sons, you got to love them even if they're sinners. Amela, and you see, you also have to go ahead and forgive the Karachim Avamonim. Now it's Geshmak. Who is going to bring about that Tikkun? Dafke his Gilgal Befrat. Yitzchak Osiyotz Ketzchai, the one who's the Mavasar Geula, is Dafke Leonavi. That's why Vika Chesayo, he's the one to take over. He's the one to finish the job that Yitzchak Avinu began. Amela, it all comes together. Yitzchak Avinu is the first Ben to the first Av. Yitzchak Avinu is the one who has Bris Milah performed on him. Elyonovi, who is the Gilgal, Pinchas Uliyavi, is Mamash the Malach HaBris. Elyonovi, Loneda Edle Tfilas HaMincha. Elyonovi, how does he show the display that he's the Novi Amiti Nega Nevi Hebal? Shetarit Aneni, Shetarit Eish Min HaShemayim. I want an Eish, I want a Korban. And now it's Geshmak Api that flow. Wouldn't that flow tell us that Pinchas Uliyavi was the Tikkun of Nadav and Avihu as well? Now what happened to Nadav and Avihu? None of an Avihu, they were Makav and Esh Zara. They went to a place where they weren't supposed to go. What happened? The fire came down, and the fire sucked out their neshama, neshima, sucked out their breath of life, left the goof down here, and took up their neshamas. Who's the Tikkun? Pinchas Elyonavi. What's the manifestation that he's the final Tikkun? He goes up in a chariot of fire, Besara Shamaima, but not just with the spiritual chelek. He goes up with the goof intact, and he's masaking and all. He goes up even with the goof intact. He's the one to watch us as we're Makadish or Chelika goof with Bris Mila. He's the Malacha Bris. He is Pinchas. He is Yitzchak. He is Elyonavi. He is invisible. That's the Chushariya. And that is the ultimate Tikkun Mamela. If Elyonavi is the Kanoi who tied it against Klai, so he's got to come and see with his own eyes. And what's the Lashon HaPikolozer? It's not enough to visit us. And what's the choice terminology? You're going to see every Bris Milah Achata Roa Be'enecha. What's Roa Be'enecha? What else do you see with Roa Be'enecha? You see with your ears? What's Roa Be'enecha? Of course you see with your eyes. Phineas Taiti, Roa Be'enecha. And you started out as Yitzchak. You looked at things. I know you loved Esav, and you should love Esav. And that's going to save Klai Esav, but you didn't need to look at Esav. There was no reason to look at him. And you suffered a begam in the eyes. Who's going to be masaking that? Pinchas Elyonavi will be masaking that. And Elyonavi is going to come to every Bismillah. The gallus of Yitzchak began. Bishas the Bismillah. Elyonavi will come after Roa Be'enecha. That's your eyes. Your eyes are going to see the Bismillah. That's the ultimate Tikkun. And now we come to the B'nai Yisoschur and Mamori Chochi Tomazav. Who's the Tikkun of Yitzchak? Pinchas Elyonavi. Pinchas is Gematria 208, Elios 52, Lutz 208 and 52, 260. And that's the Tikkun of what? Eini Yerdamayim, the whole Chorban, Eini Yerdamayim, my right eye, my left eye. And the Arizon is Perish and Sefer Yetzirah and Berkei. Chodesh Thomas is connected the right eye. Chodesh El is connected. Av is connected the left eye. The months of Taurus of crying, it's connected the right and left eye. Here's the Tikkun. When we have a Gula, Elio's the Mavasar Gula. That's Pinchas. Pinchas 208 and Elio's 52. That's 260. Ayin Yud Nun is 130. Ayin in the right eye is 130. Ayin in the left eye is 130. 130 is 260. Who's going to restore the eyesight of Klai Yisrael? Who's going to restore the eyesight of Yitzchak, the Gilgal? Of Yitzhak the Tikkun, and that's Pinchas to Elio Navi, Pinchas to Wade and Elio 52. His 260 is 130 plus 130, and that's the Tikkun, that's a Masagula, that's a Schus of Rismila, a Mela. And now, as the final clincher, a final clincher, and then we finish, and more or less on time. I'll listen to this Gavaldig Remez, unbelievable, in the Sefer Siach Tzadikin, a Sefer Malach Abris and Parshas Truma. He says, Api Kabbalah, that Maisa Milo is the Tikkun of Osios Yudhei. And the Priya is also a Tikkun of Osios Yudhei. That's why it's called Mila. That's why it's called Priya. What's Mila? Mal Yudhei. What's Priya? Para Yudhei. And the Yudhei is here because it's a Tikkun. Mela, the kach b'schus amila tia geula. All right, the Sefer Malach Habris. It's the schus amila that we're going to have the geula shlema. Shas yisal Hashem liyos besod. Yeah. Now we've quoted the Zera Kodesh and Naftali Mirupshitz a number of times. Right now, how do we know Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Kei, 26. Yud Hei Vav, and then another Hei. Shema Vaya, it's 26. How are we going to know Hashem in the future? Pasuk in Zechariah, Yudalates, V'haya B'yumahu, Yi Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. Hashem Echad is what? Is Yihyeh. And Yihyeh Hashem Echad. Right now it's Yud Hei Vav, and then another Hei. In the future, B'zman HaGula, it's going to go to Yud Hei, and then it's going to be what? It's going to be a Yud and another Hei. Explain the Rav Shetzer. We said, Gemaldi, what do we say when a Chos and Kala get married? And the Zibuk should be Ola Yafe. A Zibuk should be Ola Yafe. And what is Yafe? A Zibuk should be Ola Yafe is Gematria 95. How do we get to Gematria 95? So we know right now, the whole Tachlis Abriya, on Sefer Chinuch Mitzvah number 95, right. And what's the Tachlis Abriya is to unite the Shem Anus with the Shem Havaya. It's Gematria 91, Anus Alev Dal Nun Yud is Gematria 65, Havaya is 26, 26 and 65 is Gematria 91. And but what do we want? We want the Z-book to be all the Yafet. Explain the Rav Shetzer, give all the Geremes. The Z-book, the synthesis of Havaya and Anus, we don't want it to be Ola 91. We want it to be Ola Yafa. Yafa Gematria 95. How do you get to 95? When the Shem Yud Hey Vav and Hey. When it's Biyomahu Yihya. When it becomes Yihya, that means you turn the Vav into a Yud. Turn 6 into 10. That means you add 4. Add 4 into 91. You get 95. Gematria Yafa. And the Zivuk should be Ola Yafa. And because every time a Chos and Kala get married, what happens? Brochus Vavameis Ki Lubana Achas Mechomers Yishalayim. You're building up the root of Yishalayim. You're getting one step closer to the Gola. The Zibuk should be Ola Yafa. The Zibuk of the Shem Adno 65 and Havaya 26, which is 91. We want that Zibuk to be Ola Yafa. We want it to be Ola Begematria, Gematria Yafa. We don't want it to be 91. We want it to be Ola Yafa. We want it to be Ola Gematria to 95. How do you get to 95? You got to turn Havaya into Yihyeh. I add it on the 4 and it goes from 91 to 95, and that's a Zibuk Ola Yafa. That's the ultimate Tikkun. So what is Yihyeh? Yihyeh is a Yud-Hei. Amila is a Tikkun of Yud-Hei. Priya, the Shlom of Mila, is a Tikkun of Yud-Hei. Right? It's a Sefer Malach Habris. How do we get to the Gula when Hashem's name is going to be Yihyeh? That's B'schus Amila, the Tikkun of Yud-Hei and the Tikkun of Yud-Hei. What do we know about Amalek? As long as Amalek's in the road, Kiyara Case Ka. We have to be Mashlim the Yud-Hei. We have to go from Yud-Hei to Yud-Hei. What did Amalek do? Right? The Alka Shimoni. When they went to fight us, they went and cut off Brismila. And they threw up the Arlis. They want to attack Brismila. And Brismila is our Tikkun, our Shmir against the Malik, our Zuchus, our Gula. And when the Gula comes, Hashem's name will not be Avaya, it'll be Yihyeh. And Yihyeh is what? Is Yud-Hei plus Yud-Hei. Because the Zuchus of the Milo is Mesak in the Yud-Hei, and the Zuchus of the Priyo is Mesak in the Yud-Hei. They're joined together, the Yud-Hei and the Yud-Hei, and that's Yihyeh. And that's all B'schus Mila. Who's the one? Who's going to bring us to the Gula? the Gilgal of Yitzchak, who is Ketzchai, who's living in the Zman HaKetz, who takes us in Zman HaKetz, saves Kaiso in the Zman HaKetz, he becomes Pinchas, who Eliyahu Navi, who's the Tikkun of Pinchas Eliyahu 260, the Tikkun of Ayin plus Ayin, he's Eliyahu Navi, the Mvasa Gulos, he should live also upon him, he is Vayikach Zayo, finishes off where Yitzchak left off, and he is the Malach HaBris, he is the one to watch with his own eyes, his two eyes, Beinecha, he's Rabbi Nech, and he sees what? The Schus of Milan Priya, the Tikkun of Yudhei and Yudhei, and now we're going to go from Yana Kes Ka, Macham Hashem HaMalik, the Tikkun is when it's Yudhei with another Yudhei, and that is Iyah, and that's going to be the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the future. And that's Eliyahu Navi, the Malach HaBris, and Melo, we need a Kisei for him, or Mazvin him, and we know it's not just come in, take a quick look. You got a million Brisim today all over the world, Eliyahu. I just fly and watch for, no, come sit down and stay, and Roa Beinecha, I'm giving you a VIP seat, I'm giving you Mamash, you got the best seat in the house, you're right next to the sun, so you could see everything that's happening. Rabbi Nech, I want you to see with your eyes. That's Pinchas Eliyahu. Nalfian Ezdaiti is the Tikkun. Hashem, I see it. And now it's a Tikkun. What? We had the Churban. Eini Yordamayim. Eini Yordamayim. And now Eliyahu will open up the two eyes. And we'll be Masakein that Yeridus Amayim. And that'll bring us to the ultimate Geula. That's the Schus of Rismila. That takes us to the ultimate Geula. And Mishem Shvizoichim Amherav Yamenu. Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.